I'm Nathan Cones here with your midday news for this Thursday, August 6th, 2026. The Carroll Chamber of Commerce is seeking three local businesses to sponsor inflatable attractions at the upcoming Celebrate Carroll Festival this fall. The event, which is taking the place of Carroll's traditional Band Day celebration, features a parade, live music, food vendors, and family activities. For $500, sponsoring businesses will receive recognition on event signage, social media promotion, and inclusion in marketing materials. Two of five available inflatable sponsorships have already been claimed, and organizers expect the remaining spots to fill in quickly. Businesses that are interested in sponsoring an inflatable can contact the Carroll Chamber at chamber@carrolliowa.com. Celebrate Carroll does look to bring families, friends, and neighbors together for a day of festivities that are also happening to tie into the nation's semi-quincentennial celebrations known as America 250. Iowa's health officials confirmed the state's first human West Nile virus case of 2026 on Wednesday and reminded Iowans to continue taking precautions against mosquito bites as summer breaks wind down. According to the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services, the infection was identified in an adult between ages 18 and 40 from eastern Iowa, with testing at the State Hygienic Laboratory confirming the diagnosis. West Nile virus spreads primarily through bites from infected mosquitoes, and the vast majority of people experience no symptoms. Those who do experience symptoms often develop mild illness with fever and headache, and in rare cases, patients may require medical attention due to high fever, disorientation, neck stiffness, and muscle weakness. In 2025, Iowa reported 57 West Nile cases and three deaths. State Medical Director Dr. Robert Cruz encourages Iowans to continue enjoying the outdoors, but to do so with mosquitoes in mind. Preventatives are effective, which includes using insect repellents containing DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus, wearing long sleeves and pants outdoors, clearing standing water from around homes, and covering windows and doors with screens when they are open. For more information on West Nile virus, you can follow the link included with this story online. Timely rains at the end of July help prevent crop deterioration as the growing season shifts firmly into its second half, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's latest Iowa Crop Progress and Condition Report. Farmers had 5.7 days suitable for field work during the week ending August 2nd, 1.9 days more than the same week last year. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg says July will be remembered for its warm temperatures and high dew points, but it ended with widespread rainfall and a welcome break from the heat and humidity. As we begin August and continue the ramp up to the Iowa State Fair, the outlook calls for warmer conditions with better chances of rainfall. Crops on the western side of the state could use the moisture as the growing season continues. Statewide, topsoil moisture conditions were 35% short to very short, 60% adequate, and 5% surplus, while subsoil was 37% short to very short, 58% adequate, and 5% surplus. The U.S. Drought Monitor map for Iowa, dated today, shows about two-thirds of the state in excellent condition, but the remaining third is rated abnormally dry to moderate drought, all in western Iowa. Iowa's corn crop was rated 80% good to excellent, as 93% of corn was silking, 2 points ahead of last year. 48% was in the dough stage, 2 points behind last year, and 4% of corn had reached the dense stage, 4 points behind last year. Soybean conditions were 78% good to excellent, with 88% of soybeans blooming, even with last year, and 61% setting pods. That's 2 points behind last year. Statewide precip last week averaged 1.31 inches, about 0.4 of an inch above normal, while the statewide average temperature was 76.6 degrees Fahrenheit, or 3.6 degrees above normal. You can read the USDA's full report online at nass.usda.gov. Speaking of progress, Iowa fuel prices did edge closer to the $4 mark in this week's report from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and AAA Iowa. As of Wednesday, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline in the state rose 4 cents to $3.79. That's 82 cents higher than this time last year. The national average on Wednesday was down 1 cent to $4.08 per gallon. As for Iowa retail diesel, the statewide average was up 14 cents to $5.11 per gallon compared to $3.58 per gallon the first week of August in 2025. Local prices remained 25 cents below the national average, which stood at $5.36 per gallon. Looking to the Des Moines terminal, E10 was $2.75, unleaded 87 was $3.27, ULSD number 2 was $3.84, ULSD number 1 was $4.08, and E70 was $2.32 per gallon. Natural gas prices at the Henry Hub reporting site were down 4 cents to $2.69 per MMBTU. And U.S. Senator Joni Ernst has named Present Company of Audubon as her latest Small Business of the Week, recognizing the boutique's three decades of service to Southwest Iowa. Ernst, who serves as chair of the Senate Small Business Committee, is honoring one small business in each of Iowa's 99 counties during the 119th Congress. Present Company was founded in 1990 by Nancy Olson as a home decor boutique in downtown Audubon. Ownership transferred to Telia Carter in 2022. The store offers gifts, home decor, apparel, jewelry, and specialty items, earning a reputation for unique merchandise and friendly service. The boutique remains a downtown staple in Audubon, reflecting small-town Iowa character while adapting inventory to meet customer needs in Audubon and the surrounding communities. Ernst says Present Company has been the gift that keeps on giving to Audubon for more than three decades, from helping revitalize Main Street to supporting countless local events and charities. Carter and her team continue to present the very best of Iowa's entrepreneurial spirit. Their commitment to exceptional service, unique products, and hometown values proves that investing in your community always comes back around. So congratulations to Present Company on that recognition from Senator Ernst. And we do need to step away for just a moment. Stick around. More news after this on KCIM.
Looking to keep your workforce safe, strong, and on the job? Stuart Memorial offers custom-designed corporate health and wellness programs tailored to your business. Our expert team provides on-site assessments, workforce evaluations, and rehab using industrial-specific knowledge and specialized equipment. Partner with Stuart Memorial to build a healthier, safer workplace. Call 712-464-4244 to learn more today.
Choose Stuart Memorial Community Hospital.
Fuel your day with quality taste. Stop at Quickstar. Bring home the flavor of the Quickery Bacon. Now just $2.99 for a 12-ounce pack. Enjoy crispy applewood smoked goodness with your breakfast favorites or sizzling on top of a juicy burger packed with flavor. Make your taste buds and your wallet happy today. The Quickery Bacon. Now just $2.99 for a 12-ounce pack. Fuel up at your one-stop shop for snacks and meals that hit the spot. Only at Quickstar.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Nick Nurse, head coach for the Philadelphia 76ers and Carroll native, as well as head of the Nick Nurse Foundation, are honoring Nurse's older brother this year, and that's continuing through the weekend as part of the Nick Nurse Foundation Golf and Music Festival. Steve Nurse passed away unexpectedly in April of this year at the age of 62. That golf and music festival presented by Sukup this year is held in his memory. The festivities begin today with a members-only mixer and performance by West LA-based group Dogtown Blues Band. Tomorrow, we'll see tournament action, a summer pool party going on from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and more live music from tribute group Elton and Billy, as well as 80s cover group Fast Times. Saturday's music will be brought to you by Purple Piano and Bravo. Those activities all going to be held over at Carroll National. For more details about the event going on, you can visit their website at carrollnational.golf. That's linked with this story online as well. All of the proceeds from the events will be donated to support charitable initiatives through the Nick Nurse Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization focused on improving children's lives through music, sports, and literacy. And a not insignificant amount of that foundation's work comes right back here to Carroll, as well as in Philly and really anywhere else it's needed. When small town events come around, it can take a village. With the range of events this coming week over in Glidden, and they're looking for volunteers. Glidden City Clerk and Admin Brooke Peterson says they needed volunteers. That's starting today as they set up Human Foosball.
So Human Foosball is a big hit. We've rented it for the last few years. We are going to set that up Thursday night. We were just looking for about 4 to 6 guys because there is some heavy lifting with some of the steel beams that we have to put in there. But I think I might actually have that covered. Again, we'll always take more volunteers to help set that up because many hens make light work.
Peterson says there's also a need for volunteers to assist with inflatables for Friday's festivities. Volunteers will assist with ensuring the safety of participants.
Friday, we're just looking for some volunteers to help with the inflatables. So we'll have the inflatable. We have about 5 of them. We'll have those inflated from 8 p.m. to about 10 p.m.-ish. That is going to be going on after the grease pig contest and while cow pie bingo is kind of going on. Super simple. All you got to do is just sit there and just make sure that we're spacing out the kids so the inflatables don't get inundated. And it's just kind of more for safety purposes. So very easy volunteer hours there.
Moving forward, volunteers are called for art camp Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week.
And then next week's already art camp, mainly looking for volunteers for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in the younger kid classes. So from 9 to 11 is the K through second grade, and then third and fourth grade is noon to 2 p.m. And again, it's just kind of helping the kids out with fine motor skills or take them out to burn off some energy out at the park, helping serve snacks, just things like that.
Those interested in lending a hand can stop by Glidden City Hall. You can shoot them a message on Facebook as well, or give them a call at 712-659-3010. The Carroll Community School District Board of Education will meet tonight for a work session ahead of the coming school year. The board will discuss its district-wide facility plan. That's a proposed consolidation from four campuses to three, with the eventual closure of Adams Elementary as one of the key goals. They've hosted two town halls so far to gather public opinion and are expected to review the latest feedback at their monthly meeting. They'll also review a draft of the 2026 and 27 strategic plan. The district will host its back-to-school event coming up on August 16th. That's a Sunday, before staff returns to work the following Tuesday. That would be the 18th. Following all staff being back in the office, the board will host its meeting at 5 p.m. on August 20th, just before school starts on Monday, August 24th. Lake City is seeking new leadership for its area. The city is calling for applicants to fill a recent vacancy on its city council. Former Lake City council member and city admin Lee Vogt is relocating, leading to that open position. Those interested in filling the vacancy are encouraged to submit a letter of interest to Lake City City Hall. Letters may be dropped off or emailed to city administrator at lakecityiowa.com. That email address can be found on our website as well with that story. The deadline is noon on Thursday, August 13th, so a week from today. In the letter of interest, the applicant should list their name, address, contact info, and a brief statement explaining their interest in serving on the city council. Questions about that vacancy can also be directed to Lake City's City Hall. And that is going to be wrapping up your look at the midday news for this Thursday, August 6th, 2026. I'm Nathan Cones, reporting.